Welcome, everyone, to this Spirituality and Peace series. My name is David Nickel. I'm the co-host of this series, director of the Gaia Field Project, a co-host of the series with the Shift Network. This is part of the Summer of Peace program. It's delightful to have you with us on this Sunday afternoon in the U.S. Pacific area and various different times where you are in the world. Thanks for joining us. This series is designed to build a field of peace, a global field of peace, over this Northern Hemisphere summer in preparation for a peak event on September 21st, Be the Peace. And the idea of this series is that we enter deeply into the experience of peace directly through the practices of teachers and healers from a variety of traditions. And the idea is that we're weaving together a field of peace that can culminate in Be the Peace as a global celebration of peace. Last year's event happened in 248 cities around the world, and thousands more participated virtually through teleconferences and a global care room internet connection. And this year we're aiming to have 500 cities involved. So we invite you to be with us for the whole journey. And we're especially excited that this year's Be the Peace event happens to coincide with another incredible global festival for peace, Earth Dance. Earth Dance is the largest synchronized global music and dance festival for peace. It's an incredible phenomenon that occurs in over 300 locations in 60 countries. And this year's event happens to coincide with the third moment of synchronization of our Be the Peace event. We're having three moments of synchronization at 12 a.m., 12 noon, and 12 midnight GMT on September 21st, the International Day of Peace. And the third moment coincides with the Prayer for Peace, which is in the Earth Dance world, the pinnacle moment where all the festivals everywhere around the world pause for a profound moment of connection through playing this same beautiful Prayer for Peace. And today we're very fortunate to have on the call the voice behind the Prayer for Peace, Ashira Hart. Ashira is a sound healing practitioner. She's an international keynote speaker, a singer, a workshop facilitator, who's been working since 2001 with the frequencies of what's called the solfeggio that are considered major keys of awakening for humanity. She was the international coordinator for Earth Dance, and she was the original voice on the Earth Dance Prayer for Peace. She's been committed to creating peace for many years through planetary light work, ceremony, and global meditation. And she's pioneered a wide range of sound healing audio, DVDs, essences, the world's first sound healing mobile phone ringtone. And she co-founded Sound Healing Journey's Sonic Enchantment. So, Ashira, welcome to the program. Wonderful to have you.
Hey, well, thanks so much for having me on the call today, David.
Great. So, Ashira, you've been connected to Earth Dance, obviously in a profound way, through being the voice of the Prayer for Peace. I wonder if you could just tell us about how you came to be connected to Earth Dance and the story behind how the Prayer for Peace emerged.
Yeah, great. Well, I've known Chris Decker, who formed Earth Dance, for many years. In fact, we know each other probably just over 20 years now. And we met at an event called, in fact, it was while he was playing in Medicine Drum, and I met him at a gig he did at Longleat in England, which is a stately home where they have lions and amazing safari park. Anyway, through connecting with him, we then went to collaborate with Return to the Source. I was very connected to his wife at the time, Layola, who was doing Kundalini dance, and we did ritual dance. And through Chris's involvement with Return to the Source, he then felt inspired to create something like Return to the Source, but on a global level. And he'd been very guided to create something that would harmonize and unite all dance floors across the world. So because I'd been already connecting and working with Layola, he invited me to become the international coordinator. So in fact, I worked with him for the first 4 years creating that. And as we were creating it together, he talked about the idea of having the prayer for peace. And so I was living in Glastonbury at the time, and he moved the office from London, where we started it, down to Glastonbury. And in fact, he moved into the same house. And the house was right on the Tor. And for many who know Glastonbury, Glastonbury is regarded by many as the heart chakra for the planet. And so we decided that we would create the prayer using a lot of sacred elements. So we took the recordings of the White Spring and the Chalice Well, which are the major aspects of the male and the female, the divine masculine, the god aspect, and the divine feminine, the goddess aspect. So we had the sounds of that in the background, and we also had an amazing Libra music producer, which is all about balance and creating peace, create the track, Alex Newman. And so I then was chosen as the person, you know, to record the prayer, and they were Layola's words, and I think Chris worked with her on that. And that's Layola and Tara, for anyone who's interested in her work. And we then recorded it, and it was getting out for many of the events. And then I think Suzanne Sterling came in, and she changed the prayer, because originally we were raising money for Tibet, and we worked closely with the Office of Tibet in London, and indeed we had a conference with and an audience with His Holiness the Dalai Lama in Dharamsala a few years in, you know, to doing Earth Dance. So it's been a great honour to feel that I've been helpful in that, and to create something uniting all dance floors across the world. It's been a beautiful thing to see how other people have been inspired and touched as well. The precipice is a potent moment for us all.
Right, yeah. It's an amazing story with Chris being inspired by his time and working at that nightclub in London, or creating that nightclub, and then developing the global vision from there. And yes. One thing that always intrigued me is that there's a particular power to dance and music, and as you know, obviously sound, to evoke a particular quality of joy and ecstasy. And when I think about the shift that's needed on the planet, opening to the ecstatic feeling of feeling connected across the world in global consciousness, and letting ourselves feel the ecstasy of that possibility seems to me to be a very important element in the shift that we need to make. I'm just wondering if that resonates with you, that the particular qualities that that focusing on music and dance and celebration and sound can bring to support that collective shift of consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that very much of where we are on the planet right now is about getting in our bodies, really anchoring that divine vibration, the more we tune in with our loving self. And, you know, what more potent than dance? I know that Chris and Layola, they felt very inspired to bring the spiritual element into the club scene, and that was very much needed, because a lot of people were getting off their face on substances, and it wasn't necessarily having a focus. So I think Earth Dance has been very instrumental in helping people align with a deeper purpose, and I think that's been a beautiful thing, because you see so many dance floors really at that time of the prayer for peace. It's been a real place. I almost call it the global inner hug, you know, because I absolutely feel all the dance floors uniting because all the DJs synchronize at the same time playing the prayer for peace. And you just feel this really beautiful heart expansion that happens when the prayer for peace is playing. And Alex Newman, when he created the track, he has these very beautiful heart-opening chords that play, and it really helps us open and connect. And I know that the Global Consciousness Project, which hopefully if Michael joins us, he can talk about, you know, they were able to monitor the shift in the energy on the earth at that time, which was, you know, a tangible thing. So it's beautiful to feel that on a scientific level we can actually quantify that that's making a difference.
Exactly. Yes. So what Ishir is referring to, just for those of you who are not familiar with the Global Consciousness Project, I can briefly just give an overview of that project, which was it's a project to measure through random number generators events that bring about an effect of on global consciousness. There's a global network of random number generators that show very interesting measurements whereby they tend to move into non-random patternings when there's an event that captures the world's interest. So it suggests that there's an effect, a subtle effect on the increased order in the world from our combined consciousness. So it has a lot of implications, of course, for these kinds of events, and sort of validates the idea behind these events. And so, Ishira, your speciality seems to be in the realm of sound healing, and I'm wondering if you could just talk a little bit about your particular work and how you bring in the element of sound as a support for individual healing, but also for collective and planetary healing.
Yes. Well, one of the main reasons I actually left Earth Danced was to really follow that call to work with the frequencies, because in fact, whilst I was with Chris in America, I actually met my mentor, Randy Masters, and he tuned me in on the whole frequencies of the solfeggio. And they have been an incredible journey for me, because the more I've learned about, the more I realize how potent they are for humanity at this time. They're based on the blueprint of the universe and indeed the physical body. So if we look at the bones in our body right down to the DNA, there's a divine proportion or phi ratio. Some people know the Fibonacci sequence. And that is present everywhere in us and everywhere in nature. And the solfeggio represents an embodiment of that blueprint. So when we give it back to the body, it has a very rebalancing effect. And if you look at how humans are living right now, we are in various forms, various ways of disconnection. So we're either disconnected from our body, where we're not eating the right food, or we're not breathing properly because we're so stressed out, or we're not very grounded because a lot of technology that's impacting us, things like Wi-Fi, cordless phones, mobile phones, they all have quite a challenging effect on the body and in fact unground us in many ways and keep us in our heads and in a very stressed level. And the other ways we feel disconnected, we don't necessarily connect so much more deeply with our loving self and our spiritual self. And therefore that affects our relationship with others. And if we're not connected to the earth and we're not in tune with what's really going on, we therefore make choices maybe coming from stress or from anger or from challenge or maybe just disease. And so the frequencies are beautiful because what they help do is they rebalance the hemispheres of the brain. They help boost endorphins in the body. So it helps you really feel more chilled out. It helps deal with stress. And it helps you tune in with the body, so it helps you feel more, you can really sense more, because a lot of our food we eat, meat, wheat, dairy, all these things clog up our system. So it helps us really feel. And I know that, you know, for a lot of people that I created the audios for, and indeed, you know, I teach things like body sonics, which is using the voice to heal, using things like the 528, which is a heart activating frequency. Many people get different results. They get different guidance. The higher self gets more connected to them, and maybe they suddenly go, oh, I need to drink more water. Oh, I need to stop eating that, and I need to eat more fruit, or I really need to cut out what I'm doing there and really change and use a more positive behavior. And, you know, I've had people like this one client, Paul, he's put aside his entire collection of 20 years collection of meditation audio and started only using the Unity codes, which is what we're going to share today, hopefully. And because he's getting great results with that, he sleeps really well. It's very helpful for insomnia, stress, depression, any kind of anxiety. And we're using the 528. That's been really helpful for actually people healing really old injuries. I had one client, he had complete repairing of nerve damage done from surgery and two injuries, and all the numbness went, and even the scar tissue healed. So I think, you know, for me, I love sound. I'm absolutely passionate about it because I really feel it's such a beautiful tool that we have at our disposal. And for those of us who want the quick fix, they want, you know, to feel that something's happening. It's great because it bypasses the doubting mind, because we're all quite skeptical, I think. And that's a healthy thing. But, you know, when we actually have that experience of sound rebalancing in the body and we go, oh, wow, actually that feels really great. Oh, maybe this is a good thing. Then we can use that as a tool. And humanity really needs urgent tools, I feel. The Hopis have talked about this time, we're in the end of times, and a real urgent call back to the earth. And in fact, they talk about the prime number cross. Some people know the Celtic cross and the swastika, and these are things which aren't just from Nazi Germany. Nazi just borrowed it. You know, these are symbols of the frequencies, of what the frequencies are based on. They're based on that blueprint. And, you know, if we have those tools, they say we can get back in balance. So it's a great great time we're in, time of transformation, yeah. And, you know, using things that can help and work to help us really get in, more in tune with each other and indeed the shift that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Ashira, have you had any experience in guiding larger groups through the using that technology? And just be curious how what effects that might have when you use it in a larger context than individuals.
Yes, I've been part of a project called Tuesday, which was set up by a gentleman in Austria, and that was using the 528 frequency. And interestingly, we did it on 528. 2013, so it's the 28th of the 5th, so it's using playing with the numbers, and we did it at 5:28, and so that was going out globally. I wasn't, you know, focalizing the entire group because we were doing our own meditation here in Byron Bay in Australia, where I am right now. But that was a beautiful thing to be part of, to quantify it. I don't know, because I haven't really connected with all the different organisers. But I was also part of Uplift, which was last year. Chris was working on that. And I tuned up with Jonathan Goldman, who was here with his lovely wife, Andy. And we were tuning into the global chant. And that was over the time of the solstice and indeed the planetary shift that many people had predicted. So we had the 528 hertz tuning crystal bowl that I was playing, and we were tuning people into their hearts and using that frequency. So that was a lovely thing to be part of, and that was also connected to global chant in England that the music producer Youth was doing at that time. So that was another global project, and it's lovely to feel that, you know, I think a lot of people have been inspired by Earth Dance and, you know, wanting to do global meditations because they certainly make a difference and people feel it, you know, people feel it in their bodies and, you know, they feel that connection with everyone, and it no longer just becomes an idea, we are one, but we actually have that feeling of unity. We can actually tune in when we get out of our minds and just allow that feeling to be there.
Exactly, yeah. So, well, thank you for doing all of that work and laying the groundwork with Earth Dance, and I think it has been inspiration, certainly for us. I know we looked to Earth Dance as one of the models for our Be the Peace event. So Ashira, we are having a little bit of difficulty uploading your audio file.
Okay.
We have a sound healing practice that we are aiming to do today.
Yeah.
And is there, sorry to put you on the spot like this, but can you think of a way to guide us into some sort of sound healing practice or guided meditation that would use those principles without that file? Or just
I'm just wondering, I've got the file here, and I'm wondering if I start to play it on my computer, would that work?
It might be a question of the sound quality through your piece, but we might just try that and see how it sounds, and if it goes well, we can just take it from there.
Okay. Well, I'm on headphones right now, so I'm just going to undo my headphones.
Okay. And while we're waiting, Ashira, just before you press play,
sure.
I just want to invite people who are listening, just to orient yourselves. How I like to think of these practices is that we're, as I said at the start of the call, we're building a field, and the field has been building since the start of the summer. We did a big global meditation event with the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Project on June 21. And each Sunday we've been building the field since then. So I just invite you all to connect with all of the people who have been on all of these calls, who have been lending their presence and opening to truth as much as possible in these calls, and to invite you to remember the principle that even a small group, if we go very, very deep and become very, very present, that the power that we can generate is in this sort of practice can be very big. The main principle is the fullness of your presence, the depth of your presence. So I'd invite you just to consider this next 20 minutes or so an invitation to give yourself the gift of being fully present and to drop deeply into your center as a support, not just for your own peace, but for the peace everywhere. Okay, so Ashira, when you're ready, I think we can go into practice.
Yes, and what I'd like to also suggest to everyone who's listening is wherever you are, take off your shoes, take off your socks, and just have your feet open and naked, connecting with the floor. If you can be on the earth, that's perfect. And I just invite you to take some nice, deep breaths deeply into your belly and breathing through your mouth so you can really drop into the belly area. And just letting go, dropping in with a few sighs. And if you feel to move your body a little bit just to help yourself get more present, I'll start playing the file, and hopefully you'll hear it. And what we're going to do is we're focusing on sending out oneness, sending out unity. And this can be to our bodies or to the collective and to the planet. And we're going to tone using the sound of harmony. Harmony is the tone of oneness. And if you speed it up, you get the Heart Sutra Yang. And you can use this all the way through your body, or you can send it out to the earth, send it out to places that are suffering, the environment that needs your love. Send it out to a family member or a friend is sick right now, or indeed send it to the dolphins in Japan that are about to be slaughtered in Taiji. Wherever you feel called to send your love, tuning in. And I'm striking the 528 tuning fork. And as you feel the vibrations, simply breathe into that energy, allowing it to activate, rebalance, harmonize you. And I send out my prayer for peace for all beings everywhere. We can create peace on this planet. So breathing and joining with me. The love that you are, unifying with the light that you are, unifying with the divine self and spirit that you are, unifying with the earth. Expanding, opening, connecting, unifying.
Om Mani.
Igniting every cell, igniting all non-coding DNA, if it be for your highest will and good in this moment. Awakening, unifying, harmonizing, and taking yourself deeper now, breathing into the belly. Inside themselves, so that they start to choose love. Seeing the healing of the whole planet. Seeing the healing and harm we've caused to all animals, creatures, insects of this world. Seeing the healing of all hearts that have suffered and are suffering, and sending love to the part of you that maybe still suffers sometimes. Saying hello to this divine child in you. You're doing such a great job. You are love. You are light. This is the truth of who we are. Choose love now. Choose peace. same. Feeling your body as transparent and seeing all fear, all stress, all energy, which is not the truth of who you are, just like a waterfall, clearing, falling away, moving down through your body and out through the feet. Offering it up to the earth, she will transmute it for you. And feeling this beautiful waterfall of light coming down through your body, seeing a beautiful ultraviolet light, violet flame, clearing through from your crown all the way through to your feet. Clearing all density, all disconnection, all separation, easily running through, clearing, 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 feeling connection. Golden flowers of life running through your entire energy system and sending it out through your whole energy field, 50 feet, 25 feet in front of you, 25 feet behind. And you feel guided, sending the golden flower of life all across the planet to wherever you feel called. And if you don't know what that is, still calling it and calling it in three times, manifest it. It is the divine light template for life. Transparent, nothing can change the truth of who we are. No power outside ourselves. We are light. We are love. We are God. Goddess. So we have 1 minute to go. And I just invite you to fully drop in more deeply now. Feeling your body, feeling the earth and the whole universe, feeling your connection. And as you unify, sending out that unity, that feeling of connection, if you feel guided, to all those who don't feel love, don't feel peace, so we can be way shown others during this time. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. May peace prevail on earth for all beings, for the planet, and for the entire universe. May we be the change. Namaste to you all, my love. Thank you all.
Namaste, Shira.
Namaste, David.
So, thank you for taking us on that journey. And I want to invite anyone who's on the call she'd like to make a comment, maybe something that you experienced in the meditation that you would like to share, or a question for Ashira, you can do that by pressing star 2. And if you're in the webcast, you can make a question or comment in the chat box, and I can read it out. And if you would like to just stay in silence, that's fine too. It was a deep place that we were taken to, and it's fine to rest in that silence for a little while here. But I want to create space, if you feel moved to share, then this is a time to do that. So star 2 on the phone. And I'll just share for myself that in spite of some of our technological challenges, perhaps, I really felt connected to a deep space. Some of the messages that you were dropping in there, Ashira, helped me to really connect to a certain clear, fresh space inside that I really appreciated, and felt in the end the power of just being with that energy as a field together and being with those in suffering from places. So I was affected by that.
Sorry, were you talking to me there? I had to speak to someone here.
I was just sharing my experience of the meditation. No need for a response. Just
Yes. No, I did hear some of it. I apologize, yeah. David.
No, that's all right.
Great.
So it looks like our guests are fairly quiet today, which is not an unusual experience when people have been taken into a deep meditation like that. And Ashira, I would like to just go over your information so that if people would like to follow up and learn more about your work or your sound healing products, how they would do that. Would you mind just sharing that information with us?
Yeah, sure. Well, the frequencies that you've been listening to is a sound healing audio called the Unity Code, and it's available from my website. And my website is ashiraheart.net, that's A-S-H-E-R-A, heart, H-A-R-T.net. And anyone's interested in the sound journeys, it's sonicenchantment.net. And I'm also on Facebook, so feel free to message me or add me as a friend. And I have many different audios that I've created with different experts for stress, for breathing, to find your own natural breathing rhythm, or fertility, to get in tune with your body, preparing for conceiving a child, for pregnancy. You've got a beautiful one for labor, because the frequencies can produce endorphins in the body, so they're good for pain relief. So if you're having a water birth or a dry birth, that's available to you. I also have a website called sonicbirthing.net. And I have lots of videos on my website, so if people want to find out more about what the frequencies represent, more about science, and see that we've actually been using these frequencies for a long time on this planet. A lot of people think solfeggio is something new, but it's actually been used for millennia here because it is the blueprint of life. So, there's my information, and thank you so much, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you, Ashira. Yes, and I do wanted to share one comment from Meredy from San Luis Obispo, who simply says, thank you for inviting us together to share this beautiful communion. And it was a beautiful communion. I felt that at the heart of that practice. And Ashira, thanks for being flexible and innovative with the practice today. And for all of your gifts that you're giving in service to to the world and to the shift to a culture of peace. Thank you so much for being part of our series.
Thank you so much for inviting me, David. Really appreciate it. And I hope this call may be available afterwards so people can check in with the meditation if they'd like to tune in.
Yes, it will be, yeah. Okay, so thank you again, everyone, for joining us. And like we sometimes do as a way to close, let's just take another 20 seconds or so, just giving silent thanks to those of us on the call, and to Ashira, and to all the sources from all the levels who show up in support of this intention, just giving silent thanks as a way to bring this call to a close. Okay, blessings, everyone. Hope to see you next week. Namaste.
Namaste. Thanks, everyone.